Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, October 27, 2013, Kenny Rogers is inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Summing up his acceptance speech, Rogers said, "Music comes and goes, records come and go, but the Hall of Fame is forever, baby." Also on this day in 2013, Lou Reed, an influential songwriter and guitarist who paved the way for glam, punk, and alternative rock, dies of liver disease at the age of 71. Reed led the Velvet Underground in the late 60s and enjoyed an outstanding solo career over the next 50 years. On this day in 2011, James Brown's former manager, 72-year-old David Cannon, is sentenced to 3 years of home confinement on charges he took 15% of Brown's earnings instead of the 5% he was entitled to during the singer's final years. On this day in 2008, Forbes.com reports that Elvis Presley was the top-earning dead celebrity over the past 12 months, earning over $52 million. Income was boosted by visitors to Graceland, who commemorated the 30th anniversary of his death, and new ventures like the Elvis Sirius Satellite Radio Show. On this day in 1995, singer Gloria Estefan becomes the first pop star to perform for Pope John Paul II as part of the celebration of his 50th anniversary in the priesthood. On this day in 1975, in a rare feat for a rock musician, Bruce Springsteen appears on the cover of Time and Newsweek magazines. In a rush to capitalize on all that free publicity, Columbia Records puts out the Born to Run album before the final cover design is confirmed. If you have a copy, look at the cover. If the words Born to Run are in block lettering, it's no more than $10. However, if the words Born to Run are in script lettering, like handwriting, then it's worth up to $1,000. And on this day, October 27th, 1962, the Rolling Stones, consisting of Keith Richards, Mick Jagger, Brian Jones, pianist Ian Stewart, and drummer Tony Chapman, record their first demo tape at Curly Clayton Studios in Highbury, London. Although Charlie Watts is being courted, he chooses to remain at his Regent Street advertising job. What was the first single by the Rolling Stones released in the U.S.? Hope you have a copy. It's worth up to $10,000. The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, October 27, 1962, the Rolling Stones, consisting of Keith Richards, Mick Jagger, Brian Jones, pianist Ian Stewart, and drummer Tony Chapman, record their first demo tape at Curly Clayton Studios in Highbury, London. Although Charlie Watts is being courted, he chooses to remain at his Regent Street advertising job. The Stones' first single in the U.S. can now sell for $10,000. On London Records, it's simply called Stoned.